माथुरीं गोष्ठवाटीं राधाकुण्डं गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासं प्राप्तो यस्य प्रतित कृपया श्रीगुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते
कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्य
गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके
यू कैन कम हियर एखाने चले आ
खोलटा मार ऊपर रख दो मीटिंग में ऊपर रख दो ऊपर रख
ठीक यू कैन टेक कीप आल्सो देयर एंड यू शुड हियर ही वेरी पेशेंटली आई थिंक आल्सो टेक प्लेस You should let come forward.
Can we come more forward so that everyone can see?
Do you want Bhagavatam in English of Swami Maharaj? First canto?
First part. So many places you can come. Oh, Lilashu, you can come if you want. Some places are here.
So many, yes.
He should take the wall and it will be more. come on, come on, Barry. Oh, you should come. Here. More. You can sit there. Anywhere you should sit. First of all, I want to offer my lakhs and lakhs humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad, Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same, my lakhs and lakhs dandat pranam in the lotus of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad, Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. I think that he has dragged me here. And he has engaged me in his service. I was very unqualified person, nevertheless, even not knowing English. But the service of my spiritual guru and the mercy of my this transcendental Siksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, made me like a blind person to give some light. Agyan timiran dharsya jnananjan. I was quite lame, but he gave me power to jump over high mountains. So this is the mercy. Anyone who will take shelter of any qualified guru, you can also come. episode also. हाँ, बैठ जाओ. लो लो, जल्दी डिस्टर्ब मत कर, बैठ जाओ कहीं. थोड़ा सा और चले, और इधर चले आओ तो भाई. चले आओ ना, थोड़ा सा बैठ जाओ. ए तुम ठीक, और आ जाओ. ठीक. सो एनी वन हु विल टेक सिंसियरली द गाइडेंस ऑफ एनी स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर डिवोटी, दे मस्ट बी high class of devotee. They will realize everything and they can purify the whole world. But if no guidance, only intelligence cannot do. Swami Maharaj in India, when he was householder, anyone doesn't knew him, who is he? Only his god brother Sam. He was not a platform speaker at that time, never. He was unknown, unseen. And when he took shelter of his holy master, Jagat Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Parshila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur, the associate of Radhika and Krishna, what happened? Wonderful. He took shelter of his Gurudev and he was wholesaler, or he was the manager of Bengal Chemical. But he felt. He told this story to me in Mathura when I proposed him to take renounce order, sannyas, and to preach in whole world. I was the first person that I told him to take renounce order. I have so much friendship with him since 1946, and he was so merciful to me. We have so many relations, you know. First, I'm his disciple, like, and then he was my god brother. How?
In sannyas.
Because I took first sannyas from my Gurudev, and then he afterward he took sannyas. So in sannyas order he was junior. But in knowledge and everything he was more superior. He was like my Siksha Guru. Siksha Guru is not less than Diksha Guru. Sometimes it may be that Siksha Guru may be so much superior than Diksha Guru. You cannot imagine. If we try to take in thought, not in this black, it can cheat you. So, like, if we think that Krishna is our Siksha Guru, Sikhi Puchhamauli, it has been told. It has been told that Siksha Guru is also Krishna. We can think that Rup Sanatan, Bhatt Raghunath, Sijiv Gopal Bhatt, they are my Siksha Guru. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even we can think that Vishakha is our Siksha Guru. Then compare with your Diksha Guru and to this Siksha Guru. Who is superior? Mahaprabhu is superior or your Diksha Guru is superior? Your Diksha Guru is servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So don't think that Diksha Guru is somewhat less than Diksha Guru. It depends on quality. Sometimes it may be that Diksha Guru may be superior. And sometimes it may be that Diksha Guru. They are same category. They are all associate of himself, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prabhu or Siksha Guru. Can he be junior to Diksha Guru ever? Never. So, from beginning, He was my Shiksha Guru. And that is why he engaged me in his service, to send his all books, all deities. I sent so many deities in Los Angeles and here and there. So many kartals, not one, two, so many kartals, so many mridangs, and his all books I sent. He brought only Srimad Bhagavat owned and torn from India, only two, three books, three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, which was at first published in Delhi. And he told that I am taking this Gita of Baldev Vidyabhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commentary. And that was worn and torn. And he told that, oh, you should send me my all books by sheep. And I did. Even he was very fond of sweets, very tasteful preparations. He used to cook himself. Very good preparation. He requested me, oh, send me Mathura Peda, which was very fond, which was very tasteful for Krishna even. I sent 10 kilos so many times, Peda also even. He used to wrote me when and how he is preaching. If new center opening, he used to tell me. I was the first person who met him in airport of Delhi when he first returned to India. I was only one.
The only person.
Only Kirtananand was there and I went from India to receive him. I cooked him. I supped so much in Vrindavan when in Rup Goswami he was there. There he was doing sadhana. In the same place where Rup Goswami wrote books and in Seva Kunja. And there I used to make chapati and he used to roll and I used to keep and giving some ghee I used to offer and then we both used to sit together and eat. In the last moment when he was departing from this world, he called me and his all senior devotees, JVC, went to me and to call me that Swamiji is waiting for you. And I went, I saw that he was in wait line. All his talking and everything was stopped. But when I reached there, he became like a new young person and began to speak with me. So much thing. He requested me that you should, I'm going to give up this world. So please, you should put me in samadhi with your own hand. He also requested me that he has brought so many devotees from world, but I have no time to train them. Please try to help them that they should be devotees. I told that I will certainly follow your orders. I am your disciple, so I must follow you. Then I called all the JVC members and told, don't think that he is going to die and he will die. He is a transcendental person. You should try to maintain his mission. Try to preach everywhere. But don't quarrel for money and position. It will ruin you. Don't quarrel. After departure of any acharya, high acharya, disciples, though who are not qualified, they used to quarrel for positions. I'm requesting you not to quarrel with you. Try to honor all the devotees who are junior or senior. According to their quality, you should proper respect all them and try to keep this mission in whole world. By this, your guru will be happy. I carried his order, I put him in samadhi. I maintained also observed his Birah Mahotsav and everything. He requested me so many times that you should please come and help me in my preaching. But at that time I was serving my Gurudev. I requested him that I may come after some time. And that is why to obey the order of his Gurudev, he came to preach in Western country after 25 years or
40 years.
After 40 years. And I came just after only
18 years.
But I have come only to follow him and he, to request him to follow his orders. I don't want any gain, money, or any disciple I don't want. I was not in this mood. But I was bound to do some
initiation
or to preach here and there. I wanted to be in Vrindavan always and to chant and remember Tannam Rupa Charita Adi like this. But Swamiji took my this aerial. That means you should not be sitting there. You should come. Then I was bound to come. So I am giving my obeisance. So many lakhs and lakhs in his lotus feet. Now we should try to follow him, his orders, his teachings. I know that his all teachings are not new. Same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami taught to Raghunath and Krishnadas and others, and they taught to Shyamananda Narottam Srinivas, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then coming Baladev Vidyabhushan and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Gurudev, and after that Swamiji. All the teachings are transcendental and
eternal,
not new. Only the bottle may be new. Some colors of bottles may be new. But wine, nectar should be same. As Krishna told in his Gita, the same. Swamiji never knew, did anything. You know? Oh, he translated Gita as it is. Not new book Gita. Gita is transcendental. Oh, Vyasa has never
written,
but it was discovered. It was manifested in the heart of Vyasadeva. Never it was written. Vedas are not ever written. In Brahma heart it was manifested. Srimad Bhagavatam, not ever written. They were realized, manifested in the heart of Vyasadeva and then Sukadeva Goswami. So, Swamiji never did any new thing. Same nectar as it was given by Krishna to Arjuna in Gita, same instructions. He has translated and he has given purport. He has translated Srimad Bhagavatam. Not new things. Same thing. And he has given some purport to teach an ordinary person, unintelligent person. Only. He has written so many books, instructions of
instruction.
What is this? This is written by what he has done new? What he has brought new? Oh, language was not Sanskrit, but it was
English.
Or German, or here the translation of Gita as it is. Perhaps in all
language,
Russians here, Spanish, Chinese here and there,
Arabic also.
So Swamiji did marvelous work, wonderful work. He came in Western country, in the Eastern country, and very soon he preached all over the world. Without any power, anyone cannot do, without the mercy of Krishna and Radha, or without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu Gaurachandra. So, we can understand there was some power in him. He was not worldly person or ordinary person. or devotee only. We should try to follow actually him. Sometimes I think those who are from 25 years serving and worshipping deities, chanting, remembering, doing services in temple, why they return to their home and marry and off that this they give up chanting, remembering and everything? Why? Why this? If anyone is in his cone, like Narad, Brahma, Vyasdev, Sukadeva Goswami, Sarvadamoda, Raya Ramananda, if they are in this line, how they can give up this and they will come? No taste in name, no taste in Srimad Bhagavatam, no taste in love and affection of Krishna. It seems that they have never tasted, they have no taste for this, only making money. This will not do. We should try to know what is the essence of this book, what is nectar in this book, and distribute, otherwise distributing will not do. You can compete in this whole world that, oh, he is first person in distributing. It will not do. I know so many. This will not do. This is not pure bhakti. It is kind of some sukriti. By this you can go in any good association, hear instructions, and then shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and then prem, then sneha, man, pranay, rag, anurag, so many things. We should try to know our object. What is the object of our life? What is the object of our sadhana? We know that in India, Sri Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Shankaracharya, there are so many acharyas, very great, great. They are preached here and there. But their theory is very low. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he took the essence of these things, what was good, and rejected everything. And he added achinta bheda bheda bhav. And what? Love and affection. Unnata ujjvala rasa. And then he made it complete. Otherwise they are incomplete. All the theories, all are incomplete. They are not complete. There is no love and affection in them. There is no madhurya rasa in Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, any of acharya. What to tell of mayavadi sannyasis, bogus. Very bogus. Buddha, they are all blind. They have no idea of soul and supreme personality of Godhead or anything. We should try to know that in India also, like all religious, we have only one God, not other God. No, so many gods. Only one God. Who is he? Supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. What are Ram and others? Oh, they are same in Krishna. They are manifestation. Oh, Shankar, Brahma, Durga, what they are? They are not separate. They are energy, some little energies of Krishna only. Not separate anything. So in India also, in Sanatana Dharma, we follow only one God without second. But you will have to go to any qualified guru to realize and to know all these things. So, Swamiji, and very soon he preached, he opened here and there centers. He made lakhs and lakhs disciples in very short time. But he has no time to train them. Or it takes time. If any good disciple, sincere disciple is there, then he will follow and practice his line, and then he can realize, otherwise not. Only instruction will not do. You know, from Srimad Bhagavatam, we know this, that Brahma was in trance. And Krishna appeared there, or Narayan appeared in form of Narayan. He told all the Vedas, everything, all the knowledge. Who am I? Who are you? What is Maya? What is all these things? All kinds of transcendental knowledge they explained. But he heard them, but he could not realize. Then what he told? Oh, by my mercy, you should know all this. He did like this. And at once, Grihan maditam gaditam maya. I am telling, and now you should give, I am giving you personally and by this, and by his glance, by his hands, he touched like this. At once he became realized. And he began to dance and weep. We know from Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Gopima telling his history. Mathur Brahman. I was Mathur Brahman. I was Gopima. My Gurudev told everything in Vrindavan, in the Kunj, in the groves. All kinds of knowledge, all kinds of rush. Even Ujjat, Unnat Ujjal Rush he told. But he could not realize. Only knew. But could not realize. Then he kept his hand here and he said, oh, everything I am realized. And at once he was saying that I am going to Golok Vrindavan. At a minute, second, he reached there and he saw that Krishna was there. Gop and Gopi and all were there. He realized that. So Guru should be like this. Oh, and everything quickly. He can take all the doubts, all the ignorance. Andhakar kya? Darkness of all doubts and ignorance he will take. If he is not taking at the time of initiation, he is not Guru. Never he is not Guru. And he is not disciple. What is the meaning of Diksha? You should know. What is the meaning of Diksha? Actually we have no Diksha. Only artificial or outwardly we have taken Diksha. Have you realized soul? By Diksha, all your sins and offenses, ignorance has gone away. The Divya Jnanam, transcendental knowledge he receives by Diksha, this person. If I am not receiving, then really he has been admitted in the class of school of Diksha. It may take to become perfect, it may take 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, one birth, two birth, three birth, thousand births it may take to be realized. So the transcendental knowledge and cha, what? Washing of all the darkness of doubts, ignorance, all the sins and everything. Avidya, everything. So, at this time, we are full of ignorance. We are taking Diksha by fire sacrifice. It will not do. We should take Diksha internally, not only externally. We should try to admit in that school and try to observe all the rules and regulations totally. And practicing. Only one, two rounds will not do. With realization, with relation to Krishna, what is the relation? And chant and remember, always being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any Rasik and Tattagya Vaishnava, then you can realize something. We should try to go in process. So, I'm telling, I'm explaining Srimad Bhagavatam about this. Nowadays, there are so many gurus. In Kali Yuga especially, like the germs of plague, you know? Germs of plague. Very quickly they can go everywhere. and all can be victim of that rogue. Very soon. So now the gurus are here and there, abounding. No sincere disciple one even, but all are becoming, all are writing books, all are like more than guru, more than experience than their gurus. I know that so many are disciples of Swamiji, they think, and they wanted to control him and to tell them that, oh, we are more intelligent than you. We are more humble, like Kirtanananda. I know so many. And that is why they lost their faith in their gurus and they went to hell. So don't try to be a guru. Guru is not an ordinary thing. First, you should be liberated from this maya, all attachment. Serve your guru. And then hear all these things and practice. And then realize then you can be guru. No need of telling that I am guru. He will not tell. He will not tell that I am Mahabhagavata. And he will not tell to his disciples, oh, tell all others that I am Mahabhagavata. I have come to Kausalya. He will not tell. He will not beat a drum that I am Mahabhagavata. I am guru. Never he will do. He will humble, very humble. Trinadapi suni, tarorapi sahishu, amani, manadena, kritanasya. If he is guru, he will be like Rupa Goswami. Even he will honor a very simple devotee he is chanting. If he want to be a pure devotee, first try to follow him. What? Krishna iti jasyam girin tang manasadriyata dikshasti cheta anat bhish bhajan samisham shushushya bhajan vigyam ananyamanna nindadishun nehridmipsati. Oh, try to follow. This is the instruction of Swamiji. What he has written. You should read this. The translation of Swamiji.
The next of instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami's Sri Upadeshamrita, text 5, translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Lord Krishna.
Whether he is initiated or not. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his... What?
Sangadasa sunna, diksha, diksha.
If he is anyone has taken initiation or not, no harm, no question, no doubt. But he should be what? Pure devotee, not associating with mayabadis or karmi, jnani, or he should not be lusty. Those who are lusty persons, we should not mix with them. And those who are mayabadi, that I am Brahma, all are Brahma, sarvam khalidam Brahma, we should do pranam far, very far away. And don't look his face. So if anyone is careful for this, he is not mixing with them, he is pure in this. But ignorant, he don't know anything in devotional line. Even he is not initiated, but he is chanting, remembering Krishna, chanting, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, pure by this association, bad association, and he is not duplicity, duplicitous. And he is very far away of politics and Vaishnava offense. If he is out of that, and he is simply, he may be ignorant, he may be like an inwardly person. No harm. But if he is chanting this name, we should honor. And if he is initiated, What is meaning? If he has a relation, what relation? There is a relation to Krishna. It has been told for ordinary person that Jivara Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das. Krishnera Tatasa Sakti Bheda Bheda. It has written. So, for simple persons, for all human beings, not only him, for all living entity, all are servant of, eternal servant of. But it is covered. Because they have forgotten Krishna. When they forget, no time, limit of time. Nitya Baddha, Nitya Mukta. We are what? Covered by Maya. We are conditioned soul. From when? Anadi Baddha. Anadi. But we can know Krishna and we can give up this Maya, liberated, and we can go and serve to Krishna. But this is not true. That we have forgotten Krishna in Golok Vrindavan and from there we have been disappeared. Not this. If a man is there, jadgatva na nivartante taddham paramamama. If anyone going after lakhs and lakhs births by practicing bhakti, and if he is going, how he can come? There is no maya, illusory maya. There is only yog maya. And he becomes associates of Krishna. Any associates of Krishna cannot fall from there. So, Jivara Swarup hai Nitya Krishna Das, Krishna Tatastha Sakti. It has been given some trace on Tatastha Sakti. We have come from marginal line. So, we should try to know all these things. So, if what I was telling, in what
country? If one has diksha, somebody...
Whether he is taken initiation or not, he should do this. And those who have taken this, the relation, what relation? Not only this, ordinary relation. What relation? There are five kinds of relation. According to their rati, their boon. What? Shan, dasya, sakha, vasal, and madhu. Anyone who are of Shant and of Dasya, real Dasya, pure Dasya, they cannot come in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never they can come. Like, iron can only be attracted by
magnet.
Not gold, not wood. You know, wood that magnet cannot attract wood, or he cannot attract gold, copper, never, silver, only
iron.
And if it is pure, if it is covered with rust, oh, it cannot. So I think that those who have been attracted in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they must be within three. Part three. Shakshabha. And even in this, I think they must be of Madhurya Ras. Otherwise they will go to Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Mayabadi, here and there. There are very rare in this world, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can count in numbers. Those who are realized like this. So with this relation, any of this, and especially, Krishna is my beloved, like gopis. Anarpiti charing chirat karunayava tirunah kalau samarpayitum unnato jalarasang swabhakti. He has come mercifully, what, to give this thing, what? Unnato ujjalarasa shri. What is unnato ujjalarasa shri? Unnato ujjalarasa is only of Radhika and his sakhis. Only they. But his beauty, what is? The service of Radhika. This is beauty. Like a creeper. Creeper is so beautiful. If it is covered with so many leaves and flowers and fruits, but if no leaves, no flowers, no fruits, then what is? Like a dry wood creeper. So if a creeper with so many lips, and green but manjaris, and if any fruit, and if air comes, what becomes? Lips begin to dance. And manjari, like this. If there is a tree, especially tamal tree, then the creeper will
embrace
around. And if there are no leaves and no manjaris, nothing, then no beauty. The beauty of the creeper is what? Especially manjari. Leaves are together with
touching the tree.
But what? Manjari. Oh, not touching the tree. They will form and they will do like this. Like, no, like this. This is the tendency, and this is the service of the gopis who are serving Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle his mercy, to give this same thing. Karunaya avatirnaha samarpayitum. What is the meaning of samarpayitum? Only this thing, not shanta dasa sakha vatsalya, never. Not ordinary bhakti, not only chanting name. Name chanting with the love like this. Prem, ras, nirjas, karite, aspadan. And throw naam sankirtan. His name sankirtan was what?
Naam prema malaganti praila sansari.
Oh, highest class of love. Param vijayate.
Sri Krishna sankirtanam.
There is no difference between naam and nami. You should know this thing. If a devotee has not this idea, he is not really devotee. Krishna has manifested, or he has given his all power, invested his all power in name, all his beauty, all his powers, all his opulence, all his sweetness, all his love and affection in name. More he has given all these things than his swarup. Swarup means?
His own form.
Form. That is why name is more powerful, more merciful than Krishna himself. Krishna has made himself that thing. And that is why a bogus person like Ajamil, entangled with so many things and doing so many bad things, he called Narayan. And he was at once liberated and went to Vaikuntha. You can see the mercy. Krishna Ram cannot do. Anyone making all these things, bad things, they cannot have a darshan of Ram and Krishna, they cannot do. But anyone, they can chant name in, even in bed, in night, in day, no time, nothing, no regulation and name. Naam namakari bahudha nija sarvasa. He has invested all powers, but we are so nevertheless. We are unlucky that we have no taste in this name. Name can give you wealth, reputation. If you want liberation, in a second, in a moment. If you want Vaikunth, very easy. If he want to be the queens of Krishna in Dwarka, he can make there were 16,108. He can make you 9th, 10th, 300. Very easily. But any devotee is in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, reject. Oh, Krishna, I don't want. I also don't want without flute and without
peacock.
If you are Jashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan, and Gop Abhiman. What?
Identify you as a Gop.
As a Gop. Following cowherds and being cowherd boy. And if you are with Radhika and Gopis, then we can worship you. Otherwise, we have no relation with you. Can be in Dwarka. I have nothing to do with you. So, devotees, like this relationship is Diksha. No? If this relation is not there, then no diksha. He has been admitted only to have this diksha. We should honor then.
One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of the Lord, and one should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation.
No. If anyone is not honoring any devotee, if he is initiated and is in his line, always respecting others, he has so much transcendental knowledge. And if anyone is not honoring, then what will be? Very great offense, dangerous. Nowadays we don't care for this, and that is why I am going to hell and ruin. First thing is to honor all devotees, whether initiated or not chanting, and more to them who are initiated. And more to them, again.
One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation diksha and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others.
You should know, and we should try to follow. If you are not following these instructions of Swamiji, really you are not his initiate disciples. Never, never. You are lakhs and lakhs, koti miles away from him. You have never seen him, rather you have related to any. So first we should try to do this. And then we can say that we are his disciples. First, try to realize and to practice on these things. We should be very humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told to Raya Ramanand then, ki rupe laile naam prem upajaya. He told that how we can chant that love and affection really of Braj may come. How? We are chanting, but even no tears, no heart melting. We should see in our heart. Bring any what? Thermometer. Thermometer or? And you should see, oh, where am I? In what? How much water we are? Really we are in path of this bhakti or we are out. If you are chanting so many names, then a taste will come in him. Our heart will melt. Tears will come. By hearing, oh, heart will melt. A taste will come to hear. And a taste will come to respect all devotees. Easily all can come by this. If they are not in my heart, then we should think that we have done so many offenses and doing still. We have not come only to make a group. We have not come to
make an institution.
We have not come to manage and control all these things. We have come to be a devotee, spare devotee. If it is found anywhere, we can take it. Kiva vipra, kiva nashi, sudra kenunai, jai krishna tattavetta. Oh, it is not essential that he should be disciple of my Gurudev. Jai krishna tattavetta, he may be sudra, he may be sadhu, he may be sannyasi, he may be brahmachari, he may be anything. Like a Muslim also, like Haridas Thakur, he is Guru. No harm. So Jai Krishna Tattavetta, Sri Guru. Not that he should be in. So we have not come to make a group of devotees or anything. We have come to realize all these things and to honor devotees and to develop our devotion to Krishna. This is thing. There was a bell. Anyone is thinking that this well has been made by my father. So I must take the water of this well. But after some time, 1 year, 2 years, it became contaminated, and so many worms were there. If there is very near Ganges, but he tells that I will not go to Ganges, I will take water from same well that my father has made. Then what will be?
Typhoid color.
Oh, so many. He will be affected by so diseases. But Ganges is here, you can go and take bath there and take water. So this is the line. We have not come for this, all these things. We have come to develop our Krishna consciousness. We are not any guru, never thinks that we are property.
Disciples are property.